Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
It's a jolly, jolly song. The song I want to sing. Just melodies of ding dong ding with love for our great king. It's time to shine, it's Christmas time, as jolly as can be.
Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
Oh, I can laugh and I can smile and show my happiness. I feel such love, I feel such joy when Christmas time is here. I want to show you all my loving small. It's a jolly, jolly song, the song I want to sing. Just melodies of ding-dong-ding with love for our great king. Oh, lo, 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 lo. Let's live in harmony.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm excited. It's not because of that song. But that does kind of put it, out there with a musical kick. We apologize for it. But it's what we do at this time of year. I mean, next week is our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza. I've been racking my brain. Like, what are we going to do special for this year's event? And this thing just fell in my lap this week when we were talking to some folks, setting up an interview with some Avatar techie people, stunt folks, that had this new lighting technology, and they said, hey, we can make this available to you. And came up with the idea, or they've green-lighted it, and I'm putting the logistics together as we speak for the world's first underwater Christmas light parade. This has never been done before. And because of this technology that they developed in conjunction with the Avatar movies, we can do this, and it would truly be, I can't believe that we're going to be able to pull this off, but I know we can.
Needs to be done in the Keys.
Does not, Barry.
Yeah, it does.
We just need clear enough water. No.
I told you. Walt's place is clearing up.
Yeah. The waterway there in South Florida, Barry, is much clearer. You can almost see the bottom pretty
good. No, you can't see the bottom.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
What have you been drinking?
So look, you know, here's the thing. We have this plan, this technology in place, and the logistics, I mean, we got a tentative plan. I mean, look, it'll go through the causeway there at the Gomez Hilton, and Barry thinks the viz might be bad, but, you know, it's a parade route. We'll go through there, and then it'll snake around South Florida or whatever. We'll find some clear water. It'll be a little bit weather dependent, Barry, but we can pull this off. We can definitely pull this off.
Can I ask one dumb question?
No. Well, the one, really? That's all you got?
Just one.
Okay, Casey, the tobacco nut. What say you?
Okay, we're going to go in the clear water behind the tiki bar.
Yeah.
And snake our way around the channel.
Yeah.
As what? Individualized divers hoping to all stay in one direction and not get in trouble.
Okay, well, all right. Well, this is where you guys come into play. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, we have to brainstorm some ideas. I mean, of course, we can put lights on all the divers. Like, oh, you guys have been recruited, by the way, if you'll participate. And we can put, dress you up in Christmas lights and that kind of thing. But we can do whatever we want. And so I was going to throw it out to you today to create some float ideas, you know, or team up some dive buddies, like, you know, Jerry and Barry is a natural combo that, you know, usually dive together. All right. Jerry's not sure.
We can't dive together.
Yeah, you can. Floats. We can have Barry, Jerry, a Bigfoot. I don't know. Whatever works, man.
Wait. What are the floats for? Isn't this going to be underwater lighting?
I thought we were underwater.
You are underwater. They can be underwater, underwater DPVs. We got scooters. We have access to underwater scooters. We can put lights all over the scooters and create these, you know, kind of like float type things underwater. I mean, it's open to whatever creativity and ideas that we have, Barry and Casey and Jerry. Casey. Come on. Well, you guys, use your brains. Hold up. Okay. All right. Jerry first. What, Jerry?
I will be more than happy to sit at the bar at the tiki.
Wrong.
And wait, hear me out. Hear me out.
Yeah.
I'll be more than happy to judge you all.
No, we already got that. Okay, Casey, what do you got? That ain't gonna. Jerry's already trying to bail. That ain't gonna work. Casey, what say you?
Only going to individually put on this light suit.
Yeah.
And be towed around by,
or you swim, and you'll have your fins and your dive gear on, and you're gonna have a bunch of lights, attached to you.
Hey, hang on here a minute. We got a technical issue. Is it the boat parade this weekend or next weekend?
No, it's tonight. Winterfest boat parade is tonight, and that was kind of the idea. I mean, that I was thinking of the boat parade coming up when I was speaking to the folks from Avatar, and that's what kind of connected these dots and said, hey, what if we took that parade and tried to do something for scuba divers underwater? And I was like, wow, you know, this is a great idea. No one's ever done this before.
So you want
make it
us,
huge. Yeah.
You want us to go scuba diving.
Yeah.
Lit up like a parade float.
Yeah.
Just willy-nilly dodging propellers pushing the boats above us.
Yeah, you make it sound like it's dangerous. Electricity and water, what's the issue?
I was thinking more about the large propellers hovering above our heads.
No, water. There's no propellers, Casey.
You said there was a boat parade.
Tonight. This is happening next
week. It's divers. A diver parade.
Yeah. No, the boat parade is tonight in South Florida. The Scuba Radio Christmas Crab Extravaganza is next week. I mean, here's the problem. We're probably going to have to do this on Friday night because the show, we can't do it live because it'll still be daylight. I think we need to do it in the evening, even though we could go down deep enough where we'd, you know, take the, you know, wouldn't matter as much. But I think, you know, I was talking to him like if we, you know, set this up for like Friday night of next week down in South Florida. Like I said, I'm working with the city of Fort Lauderdale trying to set up a plan and a route for us to do this thing. I'm recruiting more divers. I mean, we only have so many Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members, so we're going to have to open this up a little bit. So we're going to need a lot of support, a lot of volunteers. I mean, this is a massive undertaking. And you guys, and just for the record, Jerry and Barry and Casey and Vinny, I know you're just hearing about this for the first time. And I know I'm kind of springing this on you, but I need you guys to buy in to this whole idea and help me out. I need you guys help me design some ideas to make it creative and fun for everybody, both above and below the water. So come on, get on board, gang. Good Lord, it's Christmas. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.